Let's talk about flooding prevention. So the two towns in Perth and Kinross that are of the highest risk of flooding are Aberfeldy and Pitlochry. There was some suggestions put forward here 2 years ago about what we might do in Aberfeldy to mitigate against a 1 in 200 year flood.
We're not having the wall, Victor. What do you think? That wall is not going up.
I don't think you'll get a lot of choice. I think that it'll end up having to be built yet.
In 200 years, they could do what the hell they like because I'll not be here.
So the council's solution is a massive 6 foot wall outside Val's back door.
Exactly.
And it's difficult to see how they could even do that without it getting around the edge of the wall somehow.
Well, I tried to point out to them that when the bun with the bridges, they were putting a wall at one side, and I says, "Well, the problem is we're going to be flooded at the front and at the back. You know, we're stupid wall at the back because the water won't have anywhere to go because the gullies block up because they're ever so high." So they're reckoning on that is just absolutely stupid, really stupid.
So the question tonight is, we said we would put this on the agenda. So we've got to think, how do we deal with this now? So it's not just an issue that's affecting Aberfeldy. There will be plans for Pitlochry as well, presumably. And they may be controversial too.
Can you imagine a 6 foot wall around Aberfeldy, how bonny that's going to look?
So what?
Seriously.
But they're putting glass bricks in for you, they're not.
Even start that nonsense. We were going to put a band for a disabled person. I thought that was just cruel. You stop laughing, Jean Duff.
Do we go back to the people who came and did the presentation and who did the kind of survey things at the outset and ask them where they're at with it and just get an update and then take it from there?
Well, I haven't heard anything from Gavin because it's Gavin and Craig that are doing it, and Gav's never got back to me about anything. I know it's going to second stage, but that's as far as I know, and I don't even know what second stage means. But they reckon they're 10 years off the wall,
But
if
maybe
at all.
as a community council, we should write to them and ask just for an update and what their findings are and where they're at and what their plans are.
Could I ask a question at this point? Has anybody actually seen some of the walls that have already been built on the River Almond as flood control measures?
No.
Because I think it'd be quite interesting. I mean, I've only seen them briefly. I haven't looked at them from the point of view of impact on life or what it might mean for Aberfeldy. But it did strike me that in areas they've been done before, it's easier perhaps to get our minds around what impact they would have than just looking at maps and trying to imagine. I just think it'd be useful if people have seen them to have a better idea of impact.
Pat, it's outside my back door and it was going to be 1.6 meters high. Really? I mean, I've got beautiful scenery. The last thing I need is a flaming wall out my back door.
I'm not arguing with you, Val. I'm just
No, I'm not
saying that if it
arguing.
comes to a debate, it might be better to have seen something rather than just seeing the plans. I'm not arguing one corner or the other. Just if we're having a debate, a more informed debate is a better one to have.
Well, I'll get Gavin to send me some pictures if he's working just now. I'll speak to Gavin, see what he says, and I'll try and get some pictures of the walls that they're talking about. And I
Good.
shall give them the community council.
And I only mentioned it because I've seen a few of them, but there may be a lot better things to see. And I just feel a visual of the real thing and how it works is a better in position to be in for a debate. That's all I
I
wanted to
see a
say.
debate as far as I'm concerned, considering it's outside my back door.
But I understand that, Val, but I guess other people might have different views from different
Yeah,
perspectives. And if we have an
I'm sure they
informed
do.
debate, we're better off. That's all.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they do, but as I say, until it's outside their back door, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That's the
No, I
reality of it.
understand. I understand completely. Choices have to be made, and people are going to have different perspectives.
Val, can you contact these guys?
Yeah, I'll get in touch with Gavin.
Get a feel for what their current timeline is for what their next stage is or whatever it is.
What I'll do is I'll get them to email me where they stand and some pictures, if Gav can get me pictures of the walls that have already been done. Is there any in Cornwall? Did they put anything in Cornwall?
Not sure.
Well, I'll ask Gavin, and if he's any pictures, I'll get him to send me some, and then I'll just give them to all of you. You know, I'll email them to you.
Could I offer another? Because I unfortunately I couldn't go to the meeting where they did come to present. So I'm perhaps less well informed again on this point. So I just throw it out, perhaps in ignorance. Obviously, the biggest wall is the one that's aimed at containing a 200-year flood. Is there room for saying, well, maybe we can live with the 1-in-200-year flood? But having a 1-in-100-year protection might be something we could live with, which would presumably be a significantly lower wall. About the range of options we're really being offered.
We don't have an option of a different size wall. I've already had this conversation.
Well, that's
with
why
them.
I asked the question, because I didn't know.
No, I've had the conversation because the guy went, well, would you rather get flooded or have a wall? I'd say, well, I'd rather get flooded. And that wasn't my own, that wasn't me that was just saying it. There was other people as well. This is one of their options. The other option was a banking, roughly like Wien. But they just, as I say, I said, you're going to do a view, so they were going to put glass bricks in it. And I just kind of looked, you know, when you look at somebody and think, no, no. So I'll just get in touch with them and I'll let you know.
Is this Ramsay or Alistair? Is this an issue in Pitlochry as well?
I'm not aware of the current plans for flood prevention in the Pitlochry area, but maybe John will throw some light on it. John's got his hand up.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, obviously, flood prevention studies have been carried out in both Aberfeldy and Pitlochry, and reports have been produced. And as Val says, these things are like in a 10-year cycle. So I can't remember the various stages, but they start off with the feasibility to see if the cost is worth mitigating the expense, if you like, of a flood, and what defences are cost effective, if you like. And I think to answer Pat's point, I think they have to design it to a particular standard, so the 1-in-200 flood to get the Scottish Government flood defence funding for it. So it's all kind of tied up in that. But once they've done the feasibility study, it moves on to the next stage, and it can take a kind of 10-year cycle to see it. The feasibility study start to an actual flood defence in place. So it is a long-term project. And I think the Pitlochry one was done just ahead of the Aberfeldy one. And there were controversial aspects to that as well, because some of the parts of the town that could be flooded were not included within the particular defences over there. So appreciate it is controversial, but obviously they've been tasked with doing a job. They obviously have to try and come up with what they think are reasonable measures to prevent a disaster of that nature. And there'll be a lot more.
Did you go to the meetings, John?
Sorry?
Did you go to the meetings?
Yes, I did.
I spoke to Gavin and Craig. Obviously, Craig was on his high horse because all he got was negativity from just about everybody that I was talking to. And I said, if the dam's up Glen Lyon floods, then it won't matter about your wall. And they went, what dams? They had not done homework properly. They knew nothing about the dams up Glen Lyon. And I'm thinking, how can you do a flood survey without knowing where the water comes from? Because that all has an effect down here.
Yeah, obviously, there's lots of different issues to do with dams and snow melt and the winds and whatever rains. Sometimes it's not actually coming from the Loch Tay; it's coming from the hills around about Aberfeldy in itself if you get kind of flash floods. So there's a variety of different ways floods can be caused. So, you know, they're also not just looking at the river, they're looking at some of the river and the Adler Burn, they're looking at some of the smaller tributaries that come down through Aberfeldy as well. So it's you know, there's quite a lot.
Surely they should have known. They should have known about the dams up the glen.
Well, I don't know what the conversation was.
I'm just telling you they didn't know because I asked them. So I take a very keen interest in this, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about it. So that's why Gavin keeps me in touch with what's happening, because I kind of need to know. Until they start digging the wall outside the back garden.
Right, Val, we've got you action to get some more information for us.
I can do that, that's not a problem.
Is that all we can say on this?
At the moment.